Welcome to Your Late Podcast, episode number 39. This is a fun.
How many funs was that?
Four?
Not 39.
Let me keep going. Fun. You know what else we've done? We've done this for a year.
A whole year.
Yeah. We should do an episode coming up where we like a clip
look
show.
Back.
Yeah. Look back at the year. Look back at all the weeks we took off. Our listeners would like that.
We don't have as much to show for as we should for a year.
No, but hey, it's all about having fun.
And we want to thank everybody for sticking around with us.
Yeah, really.
If you have. If you haven't, then fuck you.
Yeah, but thank you for sticking around. Thanks for trying it out.
Yeah.
Thanks for sticking it out. And yeah, we're going to keep doing this.
Yeah, we
right?
are. Yeah.
Please sign this right here. I mean, I have the verbal confirmation. I just need you to sign this contract.
Yes, I will.
Okay.
I waive my legal rights.
This week we have the owner and proprietor of Laughcast Studios Chris Gamuffa.
Yay.
It's an awesome episode. He just got engaged, so we go over that story. We should start just doing a podcast where men come on and tell their
engagement stories. Yeah.
Just men.
A running theme.
Yeah.
Who cares what it meant to the women?
Yeah. And then, yeah, we'll make it to, like, the number one podcast on, like, Bride Magazine. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Just the most niche, like, 48 downloads, and, like, that's where we're number one
or
in
we
the
end
world.
Up breaking up a bunch of engaged couples because like your engagement wasn't as good as theirs. What the fuck?
Yeah. Oh man. Dude, engagement stories would be a good podcast.
Yeah.
Engagement stories? Fuck.
Yeah.
My eyes are lighting up.
Let's do it. We could be on Say Yes to the Dress.
Or
something.
No.
Wasn't that one of those shows?
yeah, that's a good show. They film at Kleinfeld's in New York.
I have a friend who works there.
Really? At Kleinfeld's?
Yeah.
What the hell, man?
Just found that out.
Is it a good friend?
No.
Okay.
And she lives very far away.
Yeah.
But
is she going to help with your stuff?
No. No.
That would be nuts. That stuff's too expensive.
I mean, unless, you know, something falls off the truck.
Yeah. But yeah, so Chris Gamuffa, owner of Friday Left.
He started another podcast.
He just got engaged. It was an awesome story, and he's going to explain it. It was like it's really cool. I don't want to give anything away, but it's definitely worth checking out. And then what else did we talk about? We talked about just what it's like to run
back and forth across the room.
A comedy empire.
Yeah.
And back and forth across the room. We go under the table for a bit. And we talk about the Green Party.
Yeah.
The most important thing. But this is great. If you guys have any comments, questions, concerns, karate moves, chips in a bottle, recipes, please send us anything at to our email at yourlatepodcast@gmail.com.
And you can also look us up on Facebook at facebook.com/yourlatepodcast and follow us on Twitter at @your_late. Somebody just found us on Twitter this week.
Yes.
That we talked about on here.
We did.
Accountability. It's real.
we're celebrating our 1 year anniversary. If you guys are happy about that and you're excited, you guys can give us a little gift. Just subscribe to us on iTunes or share it with a friend. Or rate us, give us 5 stars and write a nice little review. Or all of the above. That's probably the best.
Yeah, do that way.
Yeah, that'd be the greatest gift you can give us for our anniversary. All right, do you want to get out of here? I made Italian dinner reservations for us.
Oh, yeah.
So we should probably go do that now.
All right, well, good luck to you guys. I don't know. Enjoy.
Laughcast.com presents.
Now this is gonna be a fun episode.
Yeah,
that's me going in the podcast.
Yep,
right?
There it was.
That's me.
This is gonna be transform.
Did everybody see that?
So fun, dude. Those at their worst. No, not at their worst.
Which one is worse?
Man, they're very negative people, huh? Mr. Heskey better change that outlook.
How many more do they have now? I saw the first one.
There's two that I know of.
Okay.
Yeah, there's
the Freddy versus Jason one.
And then Olympus Has Fallen
versus
London Has Fallen. Or no, White House Down.
White House Down.
Oh yeah. Right, because they came out at like the same time.
Yeah,
I didn't see either.
Dude, it's insane how similar those movies are.
Well, the plot's identical.
Yeah, it's.
Well, they'll tell you which one's worse.
They will.
Oh yeah, that's,
and the one they chose for that one, I haven't seen the other one, but
it's more their opinion, really.
Yeah,
you can't really say which one's worse.
That's true.
It's all a matter of preference.
And then he has another show called At Their Worst.
Oh,
which
yeah.
Really funny.
Yeah. It's
at least the episodes that I
it
saw.
It is
with
really
Tim
good. Yeah.
Christian.
Yeah. And Butterly.
Yeah.
That was really funny.
Who are you guys going to vote for in this election?
Gary Johnson.
No,
Libertarian all the way.
Is that a real person?
Yeah. He's running the Libertarian
candidate right now.
Yeah.
I'm tossing up between him and Jill Stein of the Green Party.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ralph Nader passed the torch.
I just can't get behind Republican or Democrat in the state that it's in right now.
Yeah.
You know, this isn't the Reagan days.
Yeah. It's a title now. It's not. There's no actual standpoints anymore.
You guys had real answers.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Did anyone watch Trump when they asked him about? I don't want to get into this, but like when they asked him about if he should criminalize abortion.
About how women should be punished?
Yeah.
That
did
thing?
You see his face? Like, right there, it just shows how full of shit he is. He's like, well, that's an interesting question.
My daughter Bianca's had an abortion,
Bianca,
too.
I provided her the golden hanger.
A Trump. We had to unlock it from the closet. Because, you know, they lock them.
I don't know why I use the oldie type voice to do Trump.
Ha-cha-cha-cha-cha.
It's like a Kennedy meets, I don't know. Meets meat.
Meets meat?
Meets meat.
Yeah.
Man.
I don't know why that grossed me out.
All right, let's get this party started.
We're like Boy Scouts trying to start a fire right now. And we're like, oh, is there a spark? Nope. There's nothing there.
Pretty close, though.
Chris.
Hi.
Hey.
What's going on?
Hello.
Congratulations.
Yes.
On your
thanks.
Engagement.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
So you just got engaged. What? How long?
I did. It was last Saturday night.
Uh-huh.
It was, what, the 30th?
Yeah.
Yeah, March 30th.
What? Okay, so walk me through this. What happened?
Well, this was the year of my 40th birthday.
Oh, snap.
Oh, wow.
And a mutual friend of ours, Joanne McDonald, and I were talking, and she asked me, when am I going to get engaged? And I was joking with her, like, whenever people stop asking me, I'm going to get engaged.
Yeah.
And she's like, no, really, you know, and I told her, I have the ring. I just can't figure out what I'm going to do. And again, we were talking a little bit. She's like, well, are you doing like some kind of party for your birthday? And I said, not really. I told Michelle I don't want a surprise party.
Yeah.
Because 15 years ago for my 25th surprise party, I was actually disengaged, you know, unengaged.
Oh, really?
You know, my fiance at the time got mad at me, like, right around that same
at
time.
At your party?
Well, yeah, because basically what happened was I was out all day helping a friend, and we smoked a joint, and I came home thinking I'm like, go relax in my bed.
Yeah.
And surprise, I'm like, oh, shit. And so she came up to me and
not
was
a
like,
good surprise.
She, like, she hugged me in front of everybody and leaned into my ear, and she's like, you're fucking high, aren't you? I'm like, yeah, well, I didn't know there was going to be 1,000 people here.
This is a surprise party.
Yeah. So that was the downfall, the beginning of the downfall for that. So current day, so I told Michelle I don't want a surprise party. But Joanne and I talked, and I said, you know, she basically said, well, would you want to do a surprise party and then maybe, like, flip it and propose to her? I was like,
oh, shit.
I was like,
wow.
That's not a bad idea.
She's a mastermind.
I think we can make this work. She's like, just tell me yes, and I'll tell Michelle I'll help her, and we'll get the ball rolling. And it was only like 2 weeks out.
Yeah.
So I said, yeah, let's do it. And so Joanne and I kind of talked the next day and just hashed a few things out.
Yeah.
And then she was like, done with me. She's now on to Michelle, like on target. And she got it in Michelle's ear.
I'm stay on target.
On target.
Yeah. Stay on target.
Stayed in her ear for 2 weeks straight, you know, this, that. Michelle would get pissed at me, and she'd call Joanne, like, you know, do we really want to do this or whatever? But
yeah.
They stayed on course, and so it was funny. The morning of my surprise birthday party, the whole plan was Michelle was going to take me out to dinner for my birthday, and I was like, I haven't asked her yet, like, where we're going. I already know the plans, but, like, she doesn't know I know the plans.
Yeah.
So I said, well, where are you going to take me? Where are we going for dinner tonight? And she was like, well, you know what we haven't tried? We haven't been over to Paxton Hollow. I like to sit outside and eat dinner. I was like, it's going to be 30 degrees tonight.
Yeah.
Why are we going to sit outside and eat dinner? Like, just get rid of shit.
Yeah.
That's what you would do in a normal situation.
Man, you did some method acting
It was great, like without breaking face at all, man. It was great. And so then I said, well, if we're going to eat outside, why don't we go over to Tavola's over in Springfield? That's outside, and that's really nice. She's like, but we've been to Tavola's. I'm like, yeah, but I like it over there. Like, just
nice.
Kinda,
yeah.
You know, just getting her riled up on the
fight.
Inside.
Yeah.
Because she knows what the plans are,
yeah.
And she thinks I don't. So basically it comes time, she's now stalling, we're getting ready around 7 o'clock, we had to be there like 7:30, a little after, and she's just like stalling. She usually takes like an hour to get ready, and now she's into an hour and a half, and I'm like, come on, babe, let's go.
Yeah.
And we finally, get out. I drive over to Paxton Hollow Country Club, and I see all of my friends and family's cars in the parking lot, but I don't let her on that, you know, I saw these cars, and I'm
right.
Like, oh, here's a spot, and like right when you pull in, but I can still see everybody's car. And she's like, yeah, like she was like, yeah, he didn't see anything, you know.
Oh.
And we're walking in, this and that,
fooled him.
And she's like, okay, if this sucks, we'll go over to Tavola's. I'm like, okay, sure, no problem. And so we walk into the bar side, and surprise, and like I act like I'm stunned, and she's laughing like, we got you. Happy birthday.
Yeah. Did you do like the hand thing? Like,
and I leaned into her. I said, I told you I didn't want a surprise party. And she's like, not right now. Like, don't do this right now. Everybody's here. I'm like, fine. And I'm like, hi, everybody. How you doing? What's going on? And then, like, she started to walk away. And I pull her back. I said, you know what happened the last time I had a surprise party? I was like, I got unengaged. And she's like, really? You're going to do this right now? And I said, that's why. And I dropped in my knee.
Oh, snap.
I'm going to do this. And she lost her mind. Like, and every girl in the bar went, wah! I was like, Bob, please.
That'd be kind of annoying if you're trying to propose and a bunch
it was quick. It was quick, like as if the Beatles walked on and then off the stage.
like they're on the wrong side. Yeah.
And so
awesome.
I said to her, you know, the only thing I want for my birthday is you as my wife. You know, I've loved you for a long time. Will you marry me? And she said yes, and more screaming ensued, and...
Aww.
And then I stood up and I said, I knew the whole time about my surprise party. She's like, no, you didn't. I thought I got you. And then I said, Joanne was my cohort.
Oh,
she helped me through. She's like, oh, my God, I was working with her the whole time.
You know, she was really. For you meddling kids.
She was really surprised, and she has been smiling since.
That's great.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Did you guys set a date yet?
We have not set a date. You know, we've discussed a few time frames. We're hoping we'll be getting married within a year, but might be a little over a year.
Yeah.
You know, it's not going to be too much.
It's a lot of planning. Yeah.
I bet.
Yeah.
She's already started. She's already checked out like three, you know, halls or whatever.
Uh-oh.
To do it in, and they
give
her all the packets. Like, here's how much you're going to be spending.
Yeah. That's jumping on a haul is like super important.
Yep.
Like, super early. I know when we were looking at places, we got married at Valley Forge.
Okay.
And this was before there was a casino. We went and signed all the papers. And then we came back for the wedding, and there was a casino.
Yeah, there was.
They did not let us know any of their plans. So then there's a bunch of people just like angry and wanting free drink coupons trying to walk into the wedding.
Holy Christ.
But it wasn't bad.
We got free $15 or whatever to gamble with.
Yeah, but everybody had to get their like ID.
Yeah.
And
I think they do that on any given night.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, right? Yeah,
they do.
Oh, you're staying here.
I still have my card.
Yeah. Yeah, free $15.
If you sign up, if you give us your info,
we'll
give you $15.
Much. And the crazy thing was, it's like, so we went from this like fun wedding, I'm assuming. I can't remember.
What?
It was a fun wedding, and then we have to stand in line for 40 minutes. Because it just, like, opened up. So, like, there was a line to get in. And like, you had to, like, register as a member.
Oh, that's right. You went that night, right? You went right after the reception, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we didn't go to the next morning.
Oh, see, that's smart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Degenerate.
Because we got a little.
I would have been ahead. I would have left the reception earlier.
Yeah, right.
Got a little drunky.
Yeah. I would have missed the first dance because of the Jake, you got to go do this dance. I can't right now.
You dance with your mom at the Wheel of Fortune.
I got a hot hand.
Playing video blackjack. Oh, dude. Yeah, that was a fun time.
Where you guys, was
a blast. Do you have an idea of like where you, what area you want to get married in?
Well, like, it's going to be like between here and Westchester.
Oh, cool.
You know,
okay.
Media in Westchester.
Yeah.
You know, we first discussed a destination wedding, and then we quickly realized like everybody that we know and love, like that we want at our wedding, chances are may not be able to go somewhere, you know, afford a whole destination and be there to witness it. So we kind of discussed that we're going to do it locally, and then we're going to do a come along honeymoon kind of thing.
Whoa. Oh, that's cool.
So if people want to join us wherever we go, then we'll do that.
That's so chill.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah, I like that.
That's awesome. Come along honeymoon.
Yeah.
Michelle would have loved that. Oh, my Michelle. You're Michelle.
You're Michelle's one L, right?
No, two L's.
Two
L's. Yeah.
Oh, now I'm confused.
Now,
I don't know how to decipher that.
They're all the one L Michelle's out there are just all crazy.
I know one.
Yeah.
We went to high school with her, and I can attest to that.
Does that mean you agree?
Yes. I think so.
I think a test means, doesn't a test mean, like, no, that's protest.
Like, that's protest.
A test.
A test means like a firm. Vouch for or
yeah.
Like,
yes.
Yeah.
Good to know. I'm going to write that down.
This is Vocab Corner.
A test.
O-test.
O-test. What does O-test mean?
Isn't that an Egyptian god? I don't know.
Osiris.
Jesus.
That sounds like orgasm practice.
O-test?
O-test.
O-test, yeah.
Tapping my O-test.
O-test. Turns into an Oklahoma number. I don't know what that was. That's awesome, dude. So congratulations
on that. Thank you.
Yeah, that's awesome.
We're definitely in the early stages. You know, it's technically a week we've been engaged, so.
A week?
Yeah.
A 1 week engaged.
It's been.
Got it in.
Yes, I did. I should have asked first. I didn't send that
you should have asked.
How long has it been?
Yeah. Way from the RSVP, U.S. postage. That's great, dude. Well, okay, for anybody who doesn't know who you are, which I guess might be a lot of the people who listen to the podcast.
Okay.
You're Chris Camuffa.
I am.
This is.
And this is your studio that we're recording this in. This is Laughcast.
I am proprietor of Laughcast Studios. Yes. Welcome to my abode.
Yeah.
Yes, it's a lovely abode. Laughcast.com. It's a real place.
It's a real place with real microphones and lots of wires.
Now, okay.
And an octopus.
If you don't, like, can we get into your backstory a little bit?
Yeah, if you'd like.
Yeah. Sure.
Nah.
I don't know where to start.
So
yeah. Dig in.
Tell us about the Green Party. Okay, so how long has Laughcast been here?
Laughcast happened prior to Laughcast, it was the Cup Muff show started in 09, January 09 in my mom's basement in Upper Darby.
Yeah.
With Nick Cupsey. And shortly thereafter, I had moved to media, and this started as a very simple room. I have old pictures to prove it, and it spun into this craziness.
Yeah.
In 2011, a friend had come along, N.A. Poe.
Yeah.
He was like, yo, man, I want to rent your studio and do a podcast. I'm like, how the fuck am I going to do that? I was like, I have one, like, because I do, like, everything internally. Or at the time, you know, I was hosting the web server here and all that. And
yeah,
like,
right.
I'm like, how am I going to have two podcasts coming from the same website? And I was like, well, the only thing that makes sense is to make a network and have, like, shows under that network. So basically, you know, I went above Cup Muff and made Laughcast.
Yeah.
And Cup Muff was technically the first show on Laughcast. And then the Panic Hour came next with N.A. Poe and his crazy group of Motley Crue, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
But
he knows Motley Crue.
He knows the whole Motley Crue.
How big was Tommy Lee's dick?
Oh, wait, you're all
can't see that. For those who can't see his hands, they were very far apart.
He was running from wall to wall.
And I'm back.
Whew. So, okay, so what prompted you and Nick to do a podcast?
Well, because I was a big fan of listening to Opie and Anthony.
Okay.
And, you know,
and
back
they were
and
off
forth,
the air?
No, they were still on the air. I think they were just back on satellite.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe for a year or two. And, you know, they would talk about it, and the fan group that I was in, you know, they had guys in there that were doing podcasts, but they were all at New York and New Jersey. And I realized, like, nobody in Pennsylvania is doing this.
Yeah.
And just one night, me and Nick were getting wasted, and, you know, I just kind of looked at him and I said, you want to start a podcast? And his answer was, what the fuck is a podcast? And, you know, that was, I guess, in late 08, you know, November-ish time frame.
Yeah.
And by the time I got all the pieces to plug in together and get everything up and running was by January 09. And that's when we went live.
No shit. Wow.
Yeah. It, you know, I shriek every time I go back and listen to that first episode.
Yeah.
It's so douchey.
You guys have like a bunch of music playing and you're like, hey, everybody.
It was terrible. I have pictures under laughcast/about, laughcast.com/about. But our first setup was like this computer setup here backwards. Like, so it was tucked in the corner.
Okay.
And so I was facing the corner and looking at all the computer equipment, and Cupsy was sitting behind me.
Gotcha.
Because like it just didn't come in. The concept didn't come in to do the round table thing.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Like eye contact. Who needs that?
Until we got here.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah, why look at each other's faces?
And what, scare my
this,
ass.
What kind of did you buy this table? Did you find
no,
this table?
I lucked out with this table. What you see here is a half of a conference table from like a regular business office.
Yeah.
Oh.
And my company was throwing it away because we were moving and they didn't have room for the whole table length. They only had room for half. And I was like, what's going on, you know, at work? What's going on with this table? They're like, we're about to chuck it. I'm like, do not. I will be right back. And I got my buddy's pickup truck and threw it in there and brought it home that night.
That's great.
And then it didn't come with any legs, so I had a friend, like, custom build the legs for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just to get it up and running. And it's pretty fucking sturdy.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, dude, it's an awesome table. So,
yes, it is.
Yeah, I lucked out with this because before this table was that table where all the computer equipment's on.
Yeah.
And
this
again,
is folding 6 foot table.
Pictures will prove, you know, I had 6 microphones around that piece of shit, plus some of the computer and audio equipment. And, you know, we squeezed in to make that work until it wasn't enough anymore.
Now, was there already a hole?
Yeah,
there's
that,
a hole in the middle of the table.
That hole's there for, you know, wires and phone lines.
Did you put that in or? Was that already there?
No, that hole was there.
Oh, okay.
It came that way.
Nice.
The only thing I put in was, you know, these mounted ports for the microphones and headphones.
Yeah.
That's custom. That we did that.
Yeah, that's pretty. Yeah, and that's.
Because it got, again, it was all going through this hole in the middle, and it just got all tangled and messed up. And
right.
I didn't know what was messing with what.
Yeah.
It was just so much to manage. And so when you're done in this podcast, look. Underneath the table, you'll see the mess of wires all kind of
let's just
cleaned up real nice underneath.
You just do the rest of the episode from under the table then.
Yeah.
All right, get your mic.
Right, here we go, guys.
All right, so we're under the table. You look here.
Man, it's dark down here.
Yeah. Is this a skeleton? What's good?
Who touched me then?
Yeah. Dude, that's okay. So then where in the equation did Cupsy start doing comedy? Was that years later?
No, we were here, you know, the Laughcast was now, I think, in play. It was very new.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah, that's a good question. I don't know the exact year. Again, I may have written it on the About page on Laughcast. It was like a long, like, Wikipedia type of everything that happened up until a certain point that I stopped updating it.
But he started doing it after the podcast.
Yeah, Nick and I were here. We both got into comedy together because we had started hanging out with Nick Abate.
Yeah.
And Nick Abate had introduced us to like an open mic, or he was hosting an open mic over in
the Red
Ardmore.
Was it that? No.
No, it was called Cantina Diablos.
Okay.
And so he was doing that open mic, and Nick and I got the balls to go up and do a little set.
You did some stand-up?
I did some stand-up. It scared the shit out of me. Because what's weird is like I get very like, I get a lot of anxiety, like, in front of people or, like, in public. And I kind of felt like I was locking up, though. I fared well, but I only did it, like, one or two other times after that. And I was like, no, I think I'm getting my outlet here in Laughcast.
So I'm
not going to pursue the stage. Though Nick really took to it and liked it. And then he went to the Helium Comedy School.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just has been doing it, you know, when he can since then. Because, you know, he's a regular... He's got a regular day job, so he can't just hit all the open mics and whatnot. But he gets out when he can, and he's doing well. And he always has a great perspective, like, on the way he does his comedy. Because, you know, since the beginning, Nick has, like, never had the same set. He does it, like, he'll work on jokes.
Yeah.
But they just won't ever be in the same order or, like, always the same.
Very scrambled.
Yeah.
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 Because, like, he likes telling stories, I guess the way he tells his jokes. And I think for him, like, doing the same set, like, just nailing down the same set would be almost impossible for him. Like, he would find that boring and then be turned off by it. So he'll always, like, do the same set and add a new joke somewhere in the middle or reorder it, you know, and tell it a different way. And so, and not a lot of guys in the open mic scene were doing that. They were always, like, coming with the same five.
Yeah. Trying
joke
to tighten
one,
it up.
Like, you could, you know, after a couple of weeks, start saying some of these people's routines. Where Nick, you were never able to tell which way he was going. I mean, you would know what joke he was telling once he started, but it wasn't the third joke in his lineup or, you know, so... Yeah, he had a very different approach than a lot of the guys.
Do you remember any of the jokes you told at your open mic?
One of my favoriteest jokes was shortly after the earthquake tsunami in Japan. And
topical.
I mean, this isn't verbatim, but it was something along the lines of, well, now that there's all that radiation in Japan, why don't they just send over all the cancer patients?
Free radiation.
And I remember, I think her name's Erin Gillian, maybe. She was in the crowd that night, and she was like one of the only persons I heard go, "Oh my god!" Like the way I told it.
She's done a Laughcast show, hasn't she, Erin Gillian or something?
No, I mean she may have been a guest on a show. I don't think she did not have her own show. No. Yeah.
She's dark hair. She's like a,
no. She's a blonde.
I'm thinking somebody else.
Yeah,
like the exact opposite of a
black.
Yeah,
you're shaking your head now.
I'm not sure who you're talking about.
90 years old,
mohawk. She looks like a road warrior.
Nipple piercings.
So then, basically, once Nick and I'll just say Nick got into comedy. That's when we got the idea, like, hey, we need to put on our own shows. So let's. Let's do that. And so we started with guys like Poe, Cupsy, Jay West, and a few other people. Just start like a simple show at like Maggie O'Neill's.
Yeah.
And we did well there and then did a few more here and there. We did a lot over Generations of Media until it closed down, which we kind of found it to be our like home base kind of thing for comedy shows. And then they fucking went and shut down shop.
Yeah.
And now I can't wait to see who's going to move into that building, but it's taking forever.
Was it? I think so.
Yeah. But I haven't heard any details about who it is and what it's going to be. I hope it's not another fucking realtor shop or whatever.
Yeah. LLC.
Yeah.
Or,
hey, they should make it a bank because we don't have enough of those.
Yeah. I mean, how many trade or credit unions are right there?
Right.
Really? Yeah. Wasn't there a rumor that the place was going to be a strip club or something?
I did not hear that.
Like, right before they turned it over into Maggie Hooks, I heard that they were trying to get clearance to put a strip club
there. Those guys that ran it was Generations.
Oh, we know.
And then Maggie Hooks. Yeah, I guess you guys learned as well.
Those guys are scumbags.
I guess it turned into Maggie Hooks from Generations because they fought. Right. There was a fight between them, and so they put up a wall that used to not exist.
We're going
to
put up a wall.
Yeah, Maggie Hooks
Donald Trump
and
bought
the drawing
the place.
Room.
Right.
Yeah.
So the drawing room stayed. And Generations changed to Maggie Hooks, and the one guy now owned the bar, and the other guy owned the restaurant, instead of just sharing the property or the businesses.
Yeah,
it
seems very counterproductive.
And that was their downfall. Nobody really took to Maggie Hooks. And from what I understand, the menu didn't even really change much. They, like, threw crab cakes on, and they were like, oh, we have seafood.
That's what I heard, too. Yeah, that's what I heard, too.
That's
fish sticks.
man. Yeah, that's such a shame because that was they had a good thing there for a while.
They did.
It's a nice spot.
It's a great spot, and it was hot for a while, but then things kind of fizzle out, and it's not really in walking distance to downtown Media, so you don't get all that foot traffic, which sucks. But I thought it would always make a great comedy club.
Yeah.
You know, because people would go see comedy there, but I don't have $2 million yet, so that's not what it's going to be right now.
Oh, that's all?
Kickstarter.
Yeah, I'm in.
Yeah.
Laughcast Comedy Club,
yeah,
Media,
so
Pennsylvania.
So we've done a few shows since there, different locations. We started doing the comedy dinners at the Crazy
Sofa. Yeah.
But that kind of fell off a little bit. So, you know, we like finding venues that have a nice-sized room without a bar in the room so you're not competing for attention. Because we learned that in the early days. And, you know, we'll get back on the horse.
What's is there any plans for anything in the near future or
not immediate? That's no, we're trying to work something out with 30 Main right now, but that nothing's ironed out.
Gotcha.
So, okay.
Yeah. They have a great venue over in Berwyn.
Okay, here's a question. I know some comedians listen to the show.
Hey,
comedians.
Hello.
So if they want to put their own show on and they don't know like where to begin, what would you recommend? What's your process? The Chris Scamuffa School of Success comedy show.
Checklist.
Well, I don't know. I guess first know what your show's going to be about.
Yeah.
Because, you know, if you're just going to sit here and wing it and, you know, throw out curse words every 5 minutes, Nick and I learned that's really not the way to go.
You mean that's not how you do a podcast?
No. You know, I guess know your audience is another one, which, again, is hard to do in the podcast world.
Yeah.
Because you just have to put it out there and hope it takes. You know, it's kind of hard to say. You know, like, for instance, Nick is now doing a new podcast called Slut Gaming. So he basically plays video games and talks to his guests about their sex lives or, you know, sex in general.
Yes.
And you've been on it, actually.
I've been on it. Bubba made an episode, but it was too hot for TV.
The forgotten episode.
Too hot for TV.
It's been kiboshed.
That'll be on the DVD release.
Yeah. So Nick knows that he wants to obviously focus on video games and sex, and so it's a great point, and he keeps it now short and sweet. They're, you know, no more than like 15, 20 minutes long.
Yeah.
Rather than being a full hour to an hour and a half,
right?
Where, you know, nowadays people's attention spans are just very limited, and you know, if you're not producing, you know, Hollywood-based content, then they don't really want to.
Yeah,
yeah.
You need the names. The time. Yeah, you need the people, who make the things.
You know, I can't say that I'm the god of doing, putting podcasts together, but I mean, in the technical regard, sure, I can help you out there, no problem. You know, we have the equipment here. You know, it can be rented. And,
yeah.
And you know, we learned all the tricks of the trade of doing an audio and video stream separately and together. And
because some of your shows, like Cutmuff Show, you do it live.
Correct.
And you have people call in.
Correct.
Yeah.
And talk to you on air, which is really cool.
Yeah, most of the shows, I think up until you guys got here, were doing it live, just because that was the format that we knew and loved.
Up until we got
here?
Yeah,
so we ruined it, is what you're saying?
No, like you guys just chose not to go live, you know, do live broadcast,
right,
which is fine. And then, you know, now Nick's show is also not live either. It's just a recording, and he'll post it later.
Oh, wow. Look at this new wave of...
No, but that's how it's always been, or, you know, a lot of people are doing it. And I figured, live would be a better way to go.
Live's
just
cool.
Get an interactive audience. But you quickly learn that the Phillies are on and nobody gives a shit about your fucking podcast.
Yeah.
Or the Flyers or whatever.
Yeah, scheduling becomes a...
Yeah, so you got like 10 live listeners, and luckily you get like, you know, 50 listeners during the week to get your recordings.
Yeah.
But they're obviously not participating or whatever.
Gotcha.
So it was a lot of trial and error and fun at the same time.
That's awesome. And so you've been doing this since 2008. I believe you guys are like the longest running.
Well, sadly, we believe so too in the Philadelphia area, you mean?
I heard it sadly.
Yeah, but Nick and I decided to, you know, just go on hiatus of Cutmuff right now.
Yeah.
And we're focusing on the Slut Gaming thing.
Yeah.
Just to
see
if that could take off in a different aspect. So.
Well, you've got some stuff in the works, too.
I do, but nothing's off the ground yet.
Yeah.
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 Do you remember what your very first, like the content of the first episode, or do you have them all recorded on recording?
You mean like the jokes that we kind of...
Well, you were saying like you listen back to your first episode and you cringe when you listen to it. Like, do you remember what you were talking about?
I honestly...
Like, what kind of format it
don't,
was?
Don't, but it was mostly, you know, dick and fart jokes with, you know, Nick and I's experiences. Nothing like... We may have like touched on like the headlines of that week or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Which was, you know, part of our show was like just come up with the headlines and talk it out or whatever. And after a while, Nick got sick of hearing all that celebrity news bullshit. And
It's like so easy to lean on it.
It is.
Yeah.
But it'll keep you going for an hour.
Sure. Yeah.
Hour
absolutely. Yeah.
But we did other stuff. You know, headlines was only, you know, at most 30 minutes. And then everything else around it is just like experience type stories
and
buddy stories.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really can't remember specifically what we were talking about, but I do remember like saying early on, like, I'm nervous. Aren't you nervous? Like, I'm like shaking, you know. That wore off in like a week.
It's just like 10 minutes of back and forth.
Yeah,
silence.
That's it.
Like,
you were very nervous.
Yeah, yeah.
I remember when we first cracked the mics.
We've been doing this for a year.
Yes, we have. Yeah. You said you got a thing yesterday.
Yeah,
right?
Yesterday was our 1 year anniversary.
You got my roses.
You
got my roses from. Yeah. And I remember the first couple of times. It was a year since we put out the first episode,
yeah.
But like we had done like two or three episodes that were never released.
Yeah, yeah.
Because like we weren't sure what was good, what wasn't good,
what we were doing.
That's really hard. And the other hard part about doing it live was, and maybe even recorded, is that you think you got a good joke in and you're not sure.
Yeah.
And then you go back and listen to yourself like, wow, that was fucking hilarious, or oh, I shouldn't have said that.
Yeah.
Whatever. Like it was just. That was the hard part, I believe, of just kind of going on the fly rather than say this and cut and say that and cut and say that.
Right.
I don't have time for that.
Yeah, we
shit.
Don't.
Did you go live straight from the beginning?
Yeah.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah, but it was before Ustream.
Oh, okay.
Ustream, I found out about, you know, maybe 20 episodes into Cupmuff. But before that, I had found a service that I think we were just streaming the audio at the time.
Oh, okay.
And then Ustream came back because it was funny. We started as audio only, and the first complaint from everybody was, I can't see you guys. Okay, so this is foreign to you.
Yeah.
Then the next complaint was, we can see you guys.
Pretty much. So I was like, you know what? I have a shitty old-ass microphone web camera, Microsoft web camera.
Where everything's just like stop
motion. It was the worst possible camera. So I'm like, fuck it. I'm just going to put that up. They can see in the room. We're not going to focus on the camera.
One of those security cameras at the bus station.
Yeah, it was worse. And it like plugged into your Windows XP machine. So
nice.
We put that up and the next complaint was, oh, the video quality sucks. I was like, dude, you realize you're listening to an internet radio show.
Yeah.
Take it with your ears, man.
Yeah, this isn't
complain
this isn't
if you're deaf. I don't know what to tell you. Like,
yeah.
That'd be an interesting clip.
I can't hear you going.
So how many shows do you have on Laughcast right now?
Right now, we've dwindled all the way down to 3, I think.
Okay.
Which will be, and I don't even have you guys listen on the main page right now, because I, since being with Michelle, the Laughcast productivity has suffered. And not in a bad way, but just that.
So it's Michelle's fault.
Like, I'm not always updating the web page. So you guys are on our friend list, but I want to move you up to the main page. And then it's down to Jeff's Turning the Tables and the Passive Aggressive Hour.
Yeah.
You know,
at the height of things, how many shows were you running?
I think at the height of things, we had like 10 or 11 shows on here.
That's insane.
That's a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, it was.
Wow.
It went silly. And we still, I've kind of buried them on the site, but we still have all that content archived and stuff. So there will be a time where I do put it up as like previous shows that you can go back and just hear it.
And where can people like find the stuff? And like, what would you recommend for them to check out?
Right now?
Yeah.
The only what you see on the main page is out, and the Friends of page is what's out there.
Okay.
But once I get back to updating the website and all that, I'm going to put all the archives out there that people will just be able to click and listen. I was thinking about doing click and view, but the video, video takes up so much server space.
Yeah.
And streaming it across the wire is just... I don't know, because I was always afraid to post them on YouTube because we used like copyright material.
Yeah.
And I know as soon as you post a show, YouTube's going to mute out your channel or whatever.
Yeah, right.
So I'm like, I'm not risking that, and I'm not risking putting on a server and wasting bandwidth. Like, I'd have to pay for more bandwidth for that.
Yeah,
if it picked up. So audio is low bandwidth, low or small size. So, and that's what they're all intended to be right now, are audio-only shows, except for Nick's new game, Slot Gaming.
Yeah.
New show, Slot Gaming.
That's any interest, I just have a pitch for you.
Yeah, what's up?
So we use these cameras.
Yeah.
And maybe do like a massage podcast. Or somebody gets a massage by me.
Nice.
And then they have a mic the whole time.
Are they naked?
They're completely nude, as am I.
Okay, good. that was going to be my next question.
Yeah.
What's funny is I've already thought of a name for this, but go ahead.
What?
No, I want to hear the rest of your pitch.
So then we would also have...
There's already a hole in the table for the dick.
We'd have candles lit. You know, we'd talk politics. And
Smell-o-vision.
Yeah, of course. And use nothing but organic body oils. Mm. What do you think?
Okay. And then, like Bubba said, there's a hole in the table for the dick and or face.
It's a large,
we'll put a mic down there
face,
so,
yeah,
we,
okay.
So we can hear whoever's being massaged, like, grunt and moan.
Oh, yeah.
It's <What, laughs> like an hour. Ooh, yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds like a great idea.
I like it.
Let's I like do it.
Just signing myself up here.
It sounds like it'll get like 2 to 3 views a day.
By just the same creepy man yeah. on 3 computers.
It's
that he
you
owns.
At home hitting refresh. Yeah. 700 views, hours viewing, 4.
So what, nice. What was the what was your name?
The name of this podcast. That was a that there. I don't know. It was a specialty of mine. Was to come up with some of the names that were on Laughcast and
yeah.
shows. But the name of that podcast, I would call it Happy Fronts.
Ooh. Yeah, I like that.
Rather than the ending.
I like that.
Happy beginning.
Yeah, happy yeah. beginning.
Cup Muff name was easy because that's the mashup of Cupsy and Skamuffa.
Uh-huh.
Danger Radio I came up with
yeah.
For Mez and TR. Because there was like a high voltage sign laying around here at one time, and I said, it said danger high voltage. And I kind of looked at it, and I'm like, and we're sitting here in the pitch meeting or whatever, and they're like, we just don't have a name, Mez and TR or whatever. And I looked at it, and I was like, how about Danger Radio?
Yeah.
And they're like, that's awesome, you know. The Panic Hour, I didn't name. Donkey Show, I didn't name. I'm trying to think of what other. I think I helped out with Down and Out Radio.
Whose was Down and Out?
That was Nick at first, Nick Abate and Eric Rossi, but Nick Abate, he really didn't want to do it, so then it was Eric Rossi and Brandon Gain.
Okay.
Yeah. I can't remember.
I haven't seen those guys in a while.
Yeah, they've kind of been off the map.
Yeah.
So.
That's pretty cool, though. And so do you have people still reaching out to you about
this? Not too much, but, you know, I'm not close to the idea, you know.
Yeah.
I would, you know, I'm not pushing for business just because, again, I don't even have time to make ads or whatever.
Engaged.
But if
yeah.
somebody comes along and says, hey, I heard you have a studio and you rent your studio and help me put a podcast, yeah, let's talk.
You hear that, everyone?
You know,
you hear that?
Contact us
you
at laughcast.com.
Stop sending us emails telling us you can do it better and prove it.
Yeah, dick. No, we can fight on the radio.
Yeah, but like, as if, I mean, everybody kind of knows that we, if you've listened this far into our episodes, that we do no preparation.
No.
At all.
Which I'm actually an advocate for. And like when
yeah.
new guys would come through, I'd be like, listen here, you got to make a rundown. You got to know what you're going to talk about.
Yeah.
Because I was always afraid doing a show that if you didn't have that rundown and you hit that dead air mark.
Yeah.
How long are you going to stay stuck in it?
Yeah.
You know, okay, a second, maybe 5 seconds of dead air is fair for radio. After that, like, people are like, this is garbage.
Yeah.
So even though there would be days I had a rundown that I never touched, there would be cases where we hit that, you know, we'd be in a scenario where we didn't touch the rundown yet.
Right.
It's probably wind or something. We didn't touch the rundown yet that day, and we hit a dead air.
Uh-huh.
And I go, oh, you know, look what Kanye West says, you know.
Yeah.
So you're not stuck in dead air mode.
Yeah. And, well, you know what, like, that's... Yeah, I guess what you're saying is like you had these like safety things that like if something's not working, but we always like the way this podcast started. I don't know. I think we may have explained this like when we first.
Yeah, but that episode doesn't exist anymore. Unfortunately, we didn't have enough server space.
When we did it, the first time we were explaining that like Bubba and I were in a band called South Bear before this. Before
I
that.
Remember.
Shockwave Collective
might be back again.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah, that's right. We're actually gonna have a. Oh,
so wait, Bubba is in a band now.
And Jake.
Yeah, you know, I guess we're making the. Yeah, yeah. South Bear's getting back together. We're gonna practice and see how things go.
We did it.
I worked so hard on that meme I made for you guys.
Yeah,
Bubba's in a band now.
Is Bubba in a band? And they just come up and say no.
Yeah.
I guess I gotta change it to yes.
So the whole reason to start is because like the way we practice is like we'd be rehearsing the same songs.
Right.
Yeah.
So then in between songs we'd just start going off on these random
45 minute tangents, like we in between.
It was like deep stuff too. Yeah. It used to be deep.
Yeah,
it would be like about like life yeah. and money and like politics and religion.
I still can't believe Bill Clinton got away with that.
Yeah, yeah.
yeah. He was president and played. The
we would
saxophone.
Talk about like comedians and just like all this awesome stuff, and like we would just go on, and then our drummer would be like, "You okay?" You guys
yeah. you want to play the song?
I want to beat the drum now.
yeah. So then, yeah, after the band let up, which was about a year ago.
Yeah. I think more. Yeah,
it was. Well, I was like, hey, Bubba, I don't want to stop this lovely conversation.
I don't
want
to stop talking.
I don't
to
have
you.
Any friends to talk to. Will you please stay by me?
Can we record our friendship?
Yeah, yeah.
So people have proof.
That's exactly what it was.
I know a cool guy.
This
here,
will,
listen.
This will hold up in court. So,
now we're legally binded.
Yeah.
That was secretly another part of why I wanted to get into podcasting was because, one, I knew all the crazy shit Nikupsi would say.
Yeah.
And right. not a lot of people got to hear it. So I was like, I need to document this.
Yeah.
And then the other half of it was like, I think it'd just be really cool that after my time here on Earth, there's still a lot of, you know, evidence of me around for my family to kind of,
yeah.
and be like, yeah, this is the kind of guy he was,
the
you know,
dick and fart
not,
joke.
Not at the dinner table.
That is funny. That's awesome.
Yeah. So you guys get that too.
We do.
Start.
We get it. I wanted to, earlier when we were talking about the dead air, I was really hoping all of us would just stop talking for about 15 seconds.
That would have been good.
Yeah. It's
That's so hard to do.
Just watching Bubba's face like turn this giant.
That was one of my favorite bits on Opie and Anthony, where they'd be talking to a guest and just started playing the silent game in the middle of a conversation.
Oh, that's funny.
Are you guys there? Hello?
Is my mic working?
Did my phone go dead? What's going on?
That's
and
awesome.
They would just wait. They had a mute button to do it.
Yeah.
And then it would just be a click, click. All right, back to the show.
I think nothing ever happened.
But going back to you guys and I think maybe that's what's missing here, or at least for an occasion, is to do this podcast as a jam session.
Yeah.
Meaning, like, have your instruments and practice a song and
then
break out and talk a little bit.
Go off into tangents for an hour.
Yeah,
that's true. The only thing is, like, if stuff's copyrighted, again, going back to that, like, I don't know what we can do, what we
that's
can't
true.
Do, what gets removed.
Just don't crush it, and I think you'll be fine.
Well,
we'll do what Wayne's World did and just completely change the riff from Stairway.
Hey, man, look at the sign.
He clearly wasn't playing Stairway. I don't know why that sign's there.
That's
No Stairway.
That's such a good movie.
My favorite line in that movie is, "Wait up, guys, I fell on my keys."
Ow, 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 ow.
I think mine's stupid. It's just if you're going to spew,
spew
in this.
So there's tiny little Dixie cups.
Isn't it amazing that movie basically made Bohemian Rhapsody popular?
Yeah,
yeah, it rose back to number one because
Did it hit a number one originally?
I think it
just came and went when it originally came out. You know,
it may have.
I have no idea.
And Wayne's World, it was in Wayne's World, and a whole new genre loved it.
No kidding.
A whole new generation, I should say.
It's the reason I love it. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Apparently, Mike Myers is going to walk off the set if they didn't use that because they wanted to use "Sweet Child of Mine" or something.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That made the movie, that scene.
Yeah.
I feel like I don't know but how true it is, but almost every life situation I can relate to a line in Wayne's World.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like that's my most quoted movie out of everything.
It's the greatest movie. Like,
it is.
It really is.
Car. Game on. Game on.
I don't even own a gun. Like, I've resorted to saying a instead of a.
Yes.
For like 5 years because of that movie.
You so, got me a gun rack?
I don't even own a gun. But I do. I own two.
You own two guns?
let's get political.
Yeah, yeah.
Are they ready?
So if you guys want to buy me a gun rack.
All right.
Yeah.
Is it silent?
No. I was going to say something and then I pulled it back again.
Got anything on your rundown?
Hey, you know what? I don't need anything on my rundown.
Back.
You know why? Because when you and you understand it, you've been doing this a long time. When you get into that conversation mode where people's eyes light up and you find something, that's where, you know, that's where things just fucking knock it out of the park. Otherwise,
it's where the money is.
You're just like, like you're forcing things, which, I mean, it's good to have a rundown because, you know, when there will be lulls. You know that movie, right?
Yeah.
but, like, there's nothing better than that, like, connection that you have with somebody and seeing it, like, seeing an honest, like, what's the word I'm looking for? Seeing it transpire.
Like, yes, yeah, yeah.
Like, in real time versus, like, something like you following a form, like, following, like, this thing you wanted to do. Because, like,
just, like, being in the moment, man.
Because... Well, I don't mean having a script.
Yeah.
But, like, for instance, I mean, I always, the way I looked at it was, like, I was the captain of the show, meaning, you know, I would just kind of keep us on course. Because if you let Cupsy go, he can waste 2 hours easily just talking about himself. And, and I don't mean that in a bad way, meaning, like, his own experiences and his stories. You know, whereas if, no, like, you want to keep everyone interested. There's only so much you can talk about up at Arby.
Yeah.
So let's talk about world events, whether it be celebrity, politics, whatever.
Yeah.
And just get his reaction on that. And how do you feel about this and that? And
so you're just poking a bear is what you're doing.
Pretty much. Yeah. Pretty much. And then, you know, once we had guests or we had Joanne in, it would just be like a whole big combo of that topic.
Right.
And if it sucked, it would be quick. And if it was hit a nail, then it would be long. And
yeah,
so
Bubba and I still have our polite filters on, where if I try to throw something at him, he'll be like, oh
yeah, no yeah, it's
okay,
yeah. Go ahead.
And you just see the wheels turning in his head, like,
what do I do here?
What is going on? And I'm the same way. I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, that's great. What I do, what I've learned, and I, this is a skill I've learned from years of listening to Mark Maron, is like this weird deflective, like,
how does that make you feel?
Yeah. It's judgy, like, oh, yeah, that's what you do? Okay. Like, and it's, it's something I'm trying to work on, like, it.
Had a fucked up family, huh?
Yeah, so what, your dad left you or something?
Yeah, that's great. Yeah.
But, yeah, that's what we do. And then we get to a point, like, now, where we're like, we're all like,
I have to pee.
Yeah, and then we're like, we look up at the clock. We're like, oh, okay, we're kind of in the ball.
Maybe we should just do that. We'll just describe what we do at the end of every episode. Now I'm cracking my knuckles. Now I'm looking at the rings in the ceiling.
Oh.
Yep, there's a good one.
That was a ring in the ceiling cracking its knuckles.
So you get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. No, I think, yeah. So 3 podcasts right now, Turning the Tables, Slut Gaming, and us,
passive aggressive
hour.
You guys, yeah,
of course, can't forget those guys.
Yeah,
yeah, you've got a lot going on.
You use a Steve Reese's line, yeah,
yeah, son of a, I'm such a hack. But you've got so much going on between that, between life, with everything, with getting engaged.
Yeah, going back to before I was seeing Michelle. You know, people come through and be like, how did you afford all of this stuff? And I was single for so long. And I was like, look around. These are all the dates I haven't gone on. And they're like, oh,
nice.
Okay.
Yeah, we get it now.
Yeah, so I wasted it this way.
It's a good way to waste it, man.
Or not waste it.
Yeah.
And it's funny. Like, I didn't spec any of this out.
Yeah,
it's just like, oh, I need that, plug that in. Oh, I need this too, I need to plug that in. And
yeah, it's like a building process.
And all of a sudden, it's like, holy Christ, what the hell happened?
Before you know it, yeah.
Franken Studio.
Dude, it's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I get a lot of compliments through guests that come through here on different shows. Like, holy crap. Even John Kensel saying, like, you know, Levy's setup isn't as complicated as this. Some people told me AM radio stations aren't this complicated.
Really?
I'm like, oh, okay. I didn't know that.
Do they mean complicated in a good way?
No, meaning like one this much space or
this
or
is
this
so
much.
Complicated.
So we have 8 mics in the
what
room.
Do you want me to write on this rundown?
8 mics that are wired and then another 4 that are wireless, so 12 total mics.
Yeah.
There's lots of AM stations that can't provide 12 mics in a session, you know?
What do you So, and I know this, but I'm going to ask because we're on a podcast.
Okay.
What do you do in, like, your daily life?
What's my real life consist of? I test networking software.
Yeah.
For, I don't know. I want to say the company name.
No, you don't.
But for, let's put it this way, a popular ISP provider in Britain.
Okay.
Or London or whatever.
Big Ben.
Big London.
And they purchased our company that makes networking software. So I have to test the software and make sure that it does everything the network administrators think it's going to do for them. So, you know, I have a technical background. I actually went to school for computer repair, got into software troubleshooting and, like, technical support, and then I've since moved on to like, testing that software rather than taking customer calls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and I've been now in that position. This July will be 10 years.
Wow.
Yeah, same company.
That's awesome. Yeah. So you're happy there, it sounds like.
Well, yes. Is anybody really happy in their job?
Yes.
Besides Hugh Hefner.
Who?
Some old guy from the 50s.
I mean, he still gets to live in his mansion even though he sold it.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
He sold his mansion?
Well, I know it was up for sale.
I think Playboy is selling it with the...
stipulation.
With stipulation that whoever buys the mansion has to let Hef live there until he's dead.
Yeah.
Wow.
They get to live with Hugh Hefner.
That's awesome.
Probably gets you so much puss.
Probably.
Puss.
Dude, that's... Okay. So you're kind of... You've always been in the realm of, like, computers and...
Yeah.
Nerd.
As a kid, my dad brought home the first family computer, which was the Apple IIc.
Apple IIc, yeah. Huh?
And I print shop plus that motherfucker.
Wow.
Making banners out the wazoo. yeah, and then in school, I was just very efficient with computers and word processing and all that kind of stuff. And did a little bit of college. Went for computer programming. I dropped that class immediately. I was like, I don't know what the hell this is.
Yeah.
And then I got, I left Delaware County Community College and got into computer repair. And that's where I just started to understand everything.
A lot of money in what you do?
Yeah, especially because I was in it before the bubble.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah, all the .com started around the time that I was learning and getting into it. And I didn't make that money. But because I was around for it and with all that experience and survived it.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, I moved up fairly quickly and became more valuable and stuff like that.
Nice.
That's awesome.
Thank you.
It really is. What did you, when you were a little kid, what did you want to see? What did you see yourself doing?
I can't say little kid. I mean, because later in life, it all became clear as like the things I did as a little kid explains like where I am now. But like in high school, leading into college, they're like, you got to pick a thing to do. And I'm like, all right, I'm going to do accounting. And so I went to school. I went to school for accounting for a half a semester and I dropped that because my teacher just really put me off to it. And then that's when I went to Delaware County and did the computer programming and dropped that. And
Then
went to tech school. But because and then after I became a tech, I realized this was around my whole life because I remember getting our first VCR, and my grandma and dad like hooked it up, and then my grandma's sitting on the chair in front of the TV with a manual like, now what do we do next? And I had the tape, I put it in, hit play, I'm like, here, it's playing. And I was like maybe 6 or 5 around the time. Yeah. And then, like, I would call, like, my other grandma would call me from her house and say, my clock's blinking 12, how do I fix it? And I would explain to her over the phone how to set her clock on the VCR.
Yeah.
What you want to do here is.
And the big one that I think was one time I convinced my brother Nick, and I said, look at all these transformers we have. We had about 20 or so transformers. And somehow we got a hold of, like, this little toolkit that my dad had.
Yeah.
And so what we did was we found all the screws in the transformer, unscrewed them all, had a pile of legs, pile of arms, pile of heads, and basically we were like, let's make one big transformer. And so we got all these different pieces from the transformer and just made this thing that didn't transform.
Made a human centipede.
But it was the final product was just this big, ugly-looking robot. So like
with
tinkering,
their faces in each other's heads.
You know, with nuts and screws and all that stuff and trying to build something and all that, you know, it kind of makes sense as to like where it led to today.
Dude, wow.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
What have you been going on job interviews? That was like a perfect answer.
Where do you see yourself? Yeah. Well, when I was a kid.
That's how you debate.
Yeah. Did you do debate in school?
No, absolutely not.
No.
I mean, I was good at math, but I never got into like debate.
Yeah.
And plus, I was into sports like baseball and football and stuff.
Yeah.
I really wish I was into hockey, but I like watching it, but I never played it. Ice hockey. I played roller hockey, but not organized.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So, well, thanks. Perfect answer. Did you hear that, babe?
Yeah.
Perfect answer.
Perfect
yeah.
answer. He's a perfect answer to everything,
it
Michelle.
Might be it might be ingrained.
Remember that.
Yes. No, this was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And, yeah,
definitely a lot of fun. I love listening to you guys all the time. I mean, even before you were coming in using Laughcast, I was listening to your show, and I just enjoyed it.
Thank you. Well, we're glad you could have us here. And, like, I'm this is, like, we've been coming here for so long, but I feel like this is my first time actually having, like, a conversation with Chris, and then, like,
it, yeah, it kind of
nice.
Is,
yeah,
right?
Like, now I get to know you.
Yeah, I kind of run off. I hit record and run off on you guys every Sunday.
Yeah, because we come here fairly early.
Yeah.
And you're like, fuck you guys.
I want to sleep. It's fucking Sunday.
Yeah. I warned you last night. You said, we're going to be in tomorrow. I said, call me in advance. I'm going to drink, you know, last night. Because
I
rarely
drink.
I told you
because I'm going to jerk off.
We'll be jerking off down there all like, morning.
Sunday's my spanking time.
I put my headphones on.
Drinking
right
and jerking
into
off.
All of the mics.
You could jerk off for hours.
Yeah.
There it is again.
It's nice.
Yeah.
I like the
it's like a
It's a real thing that happens.
Yeah.
You know?
Just
until we address it.
Lulls.
It turns into
listener,
like then it turns
the
into
listener's
awkward.
Ears also are like
that was nice.
Yeah, it died.
Yep.
That's okay.
They missed it anyway.
Hey, now it will rise tomorrow on the feed.
The fire rises.
What character is that?
That was Bane.
Oh.
One of us in the wreckage, brother.
That's the only Batman I didn't see.
Oh, man. You missed out. Tom Hardy does so much with his eyes. You can't understand what he says.
Yeah.
He seems nice.
There's actually a video I just saw the other day of him back in the 90s on some British modeling show, and he actually won when he was like 20 years old.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I could believe that. Girls are nuts about him.
Me too.
Yeah? Are you? You're on the Hardy train?
Not anymore.
No.
Just got off.
You guys both are into superheroes, right?
Yes, sir.
I'm not really.
Not hugely. Like, I don't mind the, you know, the comics, but I'm not, like, huge into Avengers or...
Yeah.
I do want to see Justice League happen, though I'll probably wait years and years until I see it in the right order or something.
Have you guys seen the new Batman?
No,
I have not.
No. I heard it was terrible.
You heard it was terrible?
I heard it was good, but...
It's all subjective.
I've heard mixed things. I heard like all the reviews I saw said it was going to be awful. And then people who I know are fans, I guess, went in with low expectations because of the thing.
Yeah,
and
then
were blown away by it.
Like, I really like the old Superman movies. I was a big fan of those. Even the Brandon Routh one.
Like the one with the guy who fell off the horse?
Yeah, the guy who can't walk anymore, ironically.
Well, he's dead.
Oh, yeah.
Superman
died.
Definitely can't walk anywhere.
Yeah,
you heard what happened.
But that's not what I was saying, Jake. I just said he couldn't walk anywhere.
Extra can't walk.
He was rolling down the street in South Florida with a hood on his head, and George R.R. Martin
trampled him with a horse. I don't understand this.
George Zimmerman.
Oh.
I was making a Trayvon Martin.
Oh, gotcha. I just pictured him actually rolling around, like... on the ground, rolling sideways.
I have
why is he wearing a hood? Like when little kids roll down the hill in the park.
No, I get it.
It's like, wee!
To see somebody push somebody paraplegically
and he's
rolling
and he's singing the Superman theme song. He's like,
oh my god. Yep.
I have a trick answer for your superhero question. My favorite superhero is Blank Man.
Ah, yes.
Yeah,
flap me around and call me Susan.
Yeah. J5!
I'm a crime fighter.
Oh, it's such a good movie.
That is a good movie.
I'm going to go home and watch it.
Hmm.
I'm going to go watch that Bane movie.
Sounds like
that Bane movie.
That Bane movie.
The one with the bat.
I'm going to go probably... Fuck! Every Sunday I do this. It's Chick-fil-A's not open. It's never open.
Hey, if you get in line now, you'll be the first one on Monday.
I just might.
That's true.
I just might cancel my plans.
I actually have to go get fitted for a tuxedo.
Do you really?
Yeah.
For
the wedding?
I'm going to be James Bond.
Oh, wow. Congratulations. We didn't even touch on that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I beat out Idris Elba. I said they could have a black one. Well, why can't they have a Polynesian one?
Are you Polynesian?
No. Not. Yeah. I can. I'm Filipino, but now I can check off Pacific Islander on the application.
Can you really?
Yeah.
Apparently that's a thing now. That's so, it. One up for me.
Congratulations.
Guys. Yeah.
Yeah.
We've been fighting for it for all these years.
You did it.
Thanks, Manny Pacquiao.
Don't bring him into this. He's a strange bird.
Yes. Yes.
And
yeah.
Very.
They all are.
And very homophobic.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, like that's his what homophobic.
That's
remarks
what I was referring
yeah,
to.
Yeah. No, I know.
He's very.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. Let's not get into that.
Green Party.
Yeah.
All right. Chris, thank you for stopping by.
Yeah.
Thanks
thank
for
you,
having
Chris.
Me, guys.
Yeah.
It's been great.
All right, and maybe you'll be on time next time.